Today's interview is with Brett Burney, technology consultant and chair of the 2015 ABA Chicago Tech Show from April 16th to 18th. Rule 1.1 of the Model Rules of Professional Conduct has been modified to include a familiarity with technology as part of the definition of competence. Listen, and more importantly, go to the Tech Show.
I have the pleasure today to talk with Brett Burney, who is a consultant housing himself in the Midwest, but also the chair of the upcoming ABA Tech Show. Brett, it's a pleasure for me to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Ed. I appreciate it. Always thrilled to talk with you. So thanks for devoting a few minutes here to talk about the ABA Tech Show, something I am right thick in the middle of right now.
I can imagine. Before we go there, though, tell me a little bit about what you do, what your company is, and how you help lawyers with technology, I presume. That is, I know you help lawyers. I presume it's with technology. Let me be real clear on what I said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do what I can in the area of technology. When I went to law school, all I was interested in is how technology and the law was going to work together, and that was in the form of the copywriting, trademark, and how the Internet was going to work. But I have found a wonderful niche in working with lawyers, I guess more from the support standpoint. Now, I do a lot of electronic discovery, litigation support, consulting. That's probably my primary focus, but you've been so gracious to have me on a podcast earlier where we talked about some of the iPad training I do. I do a lot of work with lawyers that want to incorporate even Macs and iPhones and iPads into the practice. So that's a lot of – I do a lot of CLEs and a lot of training on that aspect. It's a shiny new iToy that somebody – a lot of people like to call it, but it's really becoming a very important tool in a lawyer's tool belt these days. And so all of that is sort of where I work with lawyers every day and just really helping them understand how to better use technology in their everyday practice.
One of the programs that will be offered at the Tech Show, I note before our conversation this morning, is the introduction of your iPad into your iPractice. And I think that that's going to be a hoot, but it's interesting to me that it's iPad, I understand, but iPractice is kind of interesting. How did you come up with that concept?
Well, I wish I probably had a better answer than what this is going to be, Ed, but it was just sort of a play on the words. I've actually used that phrase before where we're talking about using the iPad and the iPractice, just using the little tiny I, you know, with the capital P in the word. But I have come in contact with quite a number of attorneys these days to where they are using the iPad as almost their primary computer, Ed. It's just been amazing. In fact, I think I just saw a post on Jeff Richardson's blog, who does iPhoneJD.com. He's a prolific blogger and a Tech Show speaker, by the way, that talks about using the iPhone and the iPad in the practice. And he just had a guest post, I think, from a lawyer. I can't remember where they were from, but they just go through how they use the iPad all throughout their the day, the workflows for Word documents, legal research, for email, for carrying documents with them. And I'll just quickly say, last year was the first year we had sort of an all-day iPad track at the ABA Tech Show, and it was phenomenally successful. It was standing room only for all four sessions, so you can bet we were going to bring it back again for this upcoming year, and we're excited. That's the first session is the iPad in practice. And we go on and we talk about presentations and some of the advanced tools that you can use with the iPad, too.
So, in other words, that's not just the one program for the Tech Show. You're having a whole track on it.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's become that important. As I said, last year we just knew that the interest was sort of gaining a lot more momentum to the point where we devoted four sessions to the iPad, and it was so successful, so well received that we said we just had to bring it back again. So, like I said, we have different sessions. That first one there is sort of more of an introductory session if people have not yet sort of incorporated the iPad into the practice. But we certainly go on to some of the more advanced aspects as well. In fact, Jeff Richardson, who I mentioned, who is an attorney himself in New Orleans, he's going to do a whole session just on how to incorporate Microsoft Word and the apps for the iPad, as well as Office 365 and OneDrive. So, in other words, that's a little more on the advanced side, but we knew from our evaluations last year that people wanted a little bit more, a little more meat on the bone, if you will. So we're excited about that.
Let me go to the tech show itself and ask you how you got involved. What are you, I mean, I know you're the chair this year, but how did you get involved, and what does it mean to you and to your life? I mean, it's a big job, it's a lot of time, and you don't get paid for it. So how is that working out?
That's exactly. Wow.
Or is that a question your wife asked you also?
I've heard it before. But so that's a great question, Ed. So I have been going to Tech Show, ABA Tech Show. It's an annual event. This is actually the 29th year of the ABA Tech Show. So every year in Chicago, it's sponsored. It's the show just on technology, sponsored by the ABA, actually the law practice division of the ABA. And I think I went, my first year was maybe 2002, and I was actually invited. Maybe some of your listeners will know the name of Ross Codner, who is one of our members of sort of the legal technology glamour rock team. Unfortunately, we've lost him a couple of years ago. But he was very active in ABA Tech Show for many years, and he invited a lot of us. In fact, I know Debbie Foster, some of the other people that I work with every day around the ABA Tech Show. That's how we sort of got involved, just because he had a passion, and really we continue that passion. And that's really the only word I use a lot of times to describe what we do and why we take so much time. I know it sounds a little cliche, but just like you mentioned, there's actually 9 members of the planning board for the ABA Tech Show, and we are all either consultants or practice management advisors from the State Bar Association or practicing attorneys that have said, this is an important enough show that we're going to give up. You know, we meet about 3 times a year in person, and we have numerous phone calls and planning meetings, and it's that important to them. It's really the only way that I can describe it. It's just the idea that we have a show that's devoted specifically to the legal industry and how lawyers use technology to either be more efficient, to be more productive in what they do. And really today, it's even maybe a little bit more from an ethical standpoint, Ed, I've heard this, you know, the model rules a couple of years ago were amended slightly to include Rule 1.1 about competence, which usually has always sort of hinged on the substance of the law, but today even includes an idea that you need to be aware, as a practicing lawyer, of the risks and benefits associated with the technology that you use. You know, it's just all the horror stories that we hear about phones getting stolen that don't have a passcode, or, you know, sending to the wrong email. Just some of the ideas of understanding as an ethical duty to protect the information that's entrusted to practicing lawyers today. So I know that was a lot more than what you were looking for, but it truly is just a passion for what we do to make sure that we plan the best sessions that we know are the most relevant for practicing lawyers today, and to staff those sessions with the speakers that we know are the most relevant for today. It's either consultants, experts around the country, practicing colleagues, other lawyers that can come in and describe how they use technology in their practice. That's what our attendees appreciate the most, is that you're not getting talked to by sort of a talking head or a sponsored vendor. You're getting the information from the people that have boots on the ground and they're actually doing it every day.
Well, I know there's a lot of CLE credits that one could get by attending the programs in Chicago.
Yeah.
The question that I had, which you've partially answered, maybe completely answered, is how good are these CLEs, or are these vendor puff shows, basically?
great question. And I'm going to be a little biased probably in the answer, although I can be 100% confident that they are not going to be puff pieces at all. There may be some other conferences that you can go to where exhibitors or sponsors are allowed to, you know, sponsor a session and provide information, not pointing a finger at any of those, because there's always good information you can get out of there. But at least at the tech show, ABA tech show, our primary focus is on that educational piece. And frankly, as a planning board, we don't feel that we could deliver that high quality of education if we allowed just anybody to come in and give a presentation on a topic. And part of what we do as a planning board is we have been working over this entire year now since the tech show from 2014. And our focus that we have spent the most time on is making sure we find the sessions that are most relevant today, and then finding those speakers that we know either because they have a blog or we've seen them present at other places, or we just know from their reputation that this is somebody that's important. For example, Ernie Svensson, who talks about paperless practices a lot. He's a practicing attorney in New Orleans as well. We have him come in and talk about what tips does he use every day. Or Jeff Richardson, who I mentioned, that can come in and talk about how he uses the iPhone as in his practice every day. Or Randy Yipe, who is one of our planning board members. He comes in. He's a trial lawyer up in Michigan, and he literally is giving you tips and providing tips on exactly what he does every time he goes to a trial. Here are some of the presentation tips that he uses, or how to break down, you know, complex information for a jury to understand, that kind of a thing. I mean, these are just a few quick examples of the practical aspects of what we focus on so intently as a planning board to make sure that if you're coming to tech show, you're getting what you're paid for.
Well, one of the things that people say who do speak and still go to hear other people speak is that if you can get one tip in a session, it's worth your time to sit there and listen. My question is, how detailed can one expect the presenters to be in a large group like that? I mean, some of the folks need hand-holding, as you know, and a second explanation or a third explanation of what they just said, just because it may be new to them. And how are they going to get that kind of in-depth understanding? Never mind in-depth presentation, but in-depth understanding.
Right. Well, so that's an excellent question, Ed. And one of the things that we have sort of honed over the few years of tech show is trying to make sure we spread that gamut, if you will, as good as we possibly can. Because many times you don't know, you know, in an audience whether they're at sort of a beginner level on the topic or they're at an advanced level. And one of the things we've done, if you go, I don't know if it's on the website yet, but we have actually pegged certain sessions with sort of a beginner or intermediate or advanced little tag on there. And so the idea being that if you are interested in learning, say, about the iPad, just like we've talked about before, but you've never used it really in your practice, well, this iPad in an iPractice session that you brought up, that is a beginner session. In other words, if you go there, you know that you're going to start from sort of ground one, and you're only going to get so far in that hour session. But if you already are using an iPad, if you're already a little more advanced in what you're doing on your iPad, well, you might want to skip that iPad beginner session and go to sort of the advanced session, because you know they're already going to – the speakers – have already got instructions that you sort of start at a, you know, at the middle level. In other words, assume everybody that comes to this session already knows a little bit of the basics, and you can just kind of head up straight from there. So
one of the things
it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but that's sort of how we're trying to handle. And quickly, let me just add, Ed, one of the things we always tell our speakers as well is be prepared to answer questions before and certainly after your session. And one of the things that I've always loved about Tech Show is that the speakers are there for the attendees. And we encourage speakers to say, listen, you know you're going to have people that want to ask some questions even after the session, and they're encouraged to sort of mill around and be available there even after that. And I have had numerous attendees just tell us how much that they appreciate. In fact, one attendee last year mentioned that how much they appreciate the, quote, camaraderie between attendees and the speakers, in the sense that the speakers are available there. So we make sure that that is the primary focus, and we make sure our speakers are aware of that as well.
But one of the statistics that I saw, which really kind of was enlightening, is that 99% of the main decision makers in law firms are the attendees. In other words, it's the people who can actually write the check to buy the software, buy the hardware,
yes, sir,
whatever. And 82% purchase software, I don't know about hardware, but purchase software within 12 months of the ABA Tech Show. Those are interesting statistics,
right,
that indicate how important being at the show really is. So
That's great. You're absolutely right. And go ahead, please.
In bottom line, to wrap this up, where can, and this is a question I hope everybody who does speak at the tech show asks, where can we go to find out more? Where can we go to find out about pricing and registration? Where can we go to find out about the conference schedule? Where can we go to find out who will be the keynote speakers?
Yes, sir. That's an easy answer. It's a good question. It's an easy answer. One place, and that is our website, and that is techshow.com. Just one word, very simple, www.techshow.com. And we now do have our full schedule posted there. And each one of those sessions you can click into to see about the description and even the speaker names and what time and everything. We're getting ready to make a big announcement of our keynote speaker. I think we have some posted on there, but we'll have an official announcement starting going out as well. You'll also find links to our YouTube channel. We did some great videos this past year that I'm hoping all your listeners and everyone will enjoy. It was a lot of us from the planning board just sort of talking about our best memories, our best memory of Tech Show in the past and what you can expect and what you can do. And there's information about registration on there. Early bird registration is in full effect right now. Information on the hotel and how to get to Chicago and the time frame. All of that information is there, and we are actively updating it right now, even as we speak. This is sort of our ramping up time here, even though we've got a couple of months still now until April 16th through the 18th, but we're already in the thick of it now, posting announcements there and putting up a lot of information. So www.techshow.com, you can go there, and that's where all the information will be, and it will continue to be updated. So you might want to subscribe to our Facebook feed or the Twitter feed. All of that information is there as well.
So are you suggesting, without saying so, that come April 20 or thereabouts, after the IRS gets a hold of you, your wife can have you back?
We've already made some plans.
I don't doubt that.
For this. We might be coming to see you out in sunny California. I'm just saying.
Well, you're always welcome. Brett, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure always to talk to you, and I hope our listeners do take advantage of what is available in Chicago this coming April. Thanks again.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it, and I hope to see you there as well. I always enjoy seeing you at Tech Show. So thanks again for taking some time to talk about it today.
My pleasure.
You have been listening to a Law Biz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. You can read more about this and other topics from the business of law at www.lawbizblog.com, or start your own discussion about this topic at www.lawbizforum.com. Join today. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about Law Biz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.